Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 357. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 357. Truth answers every call we make to God. Responding first with miracles, and then returning unto us to be itself. Forgiveness, truth's reflection, tells us how to offer miracles, and thus escape the prison house in which I think I live. Your Holy Son is pointed out to me, first in my brother, then in me. Your voice instructs me patiently to hear your word and give as I receive. And as I look upon your Son today, I hear your voice instructing me to find the way to you, as you appointed that the way shall be. Behold his sinlessness, and be you healed. Amen. Truth answers every call we make to God. Responding first with miracles, and then returning unto us to be itself. As I contemplate this lesson, I read the line, "Forgiveness, which is truth's reflection, tells me how to offer miracles." Forgiveness is when I have had a miracle where I have had a change of mind, where I see a situation, a person, or my thoughts differently. When I choose not to believe the separation thoughts and instead look to truth by unsealing the mind and opening the mind. It's when I have a thought, if I have the willingness for only the truth, I stop and question the thought and ask my inner guide, is it the truth? I step back from the attachment of the thought and look at it like a scientist and ask, is this the truth? And in having the willingness to bring the thought side by side with truth, I choose to listen to the Holy Spirit, the inner guide, my right mind. And when I listen to the right mind, that's when I offer the miracle to the world, to myself, to all that is. The miracle is to not believe the false beliefs. And in that I do escape, as well as everything around me escapes, the prison house, which that false thought kept me captive in. This is where the truth returns unto me. And I realize I am only the truth. And I've heard some say that they believe this happens in small bites, that I first offer forgiveness to my brother, and then the next brother, until one day I am able to offer it to all beings. But we can take a big bite and offer it today to all beings right now. What would it feel like right now if you have already completely offered forgiveness to all beings for everything? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to feel the feeling of having completely forgiven all beings. It is only a concept I hold that I have not done that already. Help me to let go of that false belief and accept the miracle that right now I have completely forgiven myself and all the beings, the whole world. Help me to open my mind and heart to the truth in whatever bite size I can handle right now. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we close our eyes and get comfortable. Take a few breaths to relax and to quiet the mind. Picture your family standing around you. Now, to each one individually, pause and listen to Spirit. Hear him say, "Behold his sinlessness," and allow yourself to see their sinlessness. See them as whole and healed. See them as innocent and only love. Feel yourself healed with them. Now picture your extended family standing around you. Now to each one, individually, pause and listen again to your inner guide. And hear him say, "Behold his sinlessness," and allow yourselves to see their sinlessness. See them as whole and healed. See them as innocent and only love. Feel yourself healed, innocent, and loved with them. Now picture yourself going through your day, meeting someone. Maybe it's a neighbor, or a friend, or possibly even a stranger. Picture yourself pausing and listening to the Holy Spirit. What Spirit says to you is, behold His sinlessness. And as you behold His sinlessness, His innocence, His wholeness, you see that both of you are healed. Picture all beings standing around you. Now listen to Holy Spirit and hear Him say, behold sinlessness. Behold God in sinless manifestation. Thank you for joining with me in letting truth return to us and be itself. Namaste.